雅思口语新周刊，每月都去考一场。大家好，我是每个月会去参加一场考试 Jason。 今天和大家分享讨论一下关于 Part 2当中的高频话题，叫做第一次用外语的经历。原题这样说的，叫做 Describe a time when you first talk in a foreign language， 第一次用外语的经历。开门见山三个思路，首先交代背景，在河畔公园和好朋友聚餐野餐的时候遇到的这样一件事儿。当天的天气很好，风景很好，然后和好朋友在一起很开心，把基本信息带入。第二，强调两个老外找到我们，他们明显是来旅行的，到我们所在城市的河畔公园来玩，这公园特别大，所以他们迷路了，需要我们的帮助。我跟他们亲自去讲一些地理位置的事儿啊，给他们讲一些里面的景点相关，完全用英文。第三，结尾强调现在的影响，经过这样的一件事之后，其实他们不仅仅得到我的帮助，还跟我成为了朋友，我们交换了一些 phone number， 交换了一些 email， 到现在为止我们依然是保持联络的。那这样来看，三者观察回答符合逻辑，结尾还有引导。首先交代背景，野餐的时候和好朋友在一起遇到这样一件事儿。其次细节，教他们去认路，给他们指点很多相关的一些城市情况的事儿。第三，结尾做个引导，强调说我们现在还是朋友，这是外国友人。这样来看，三者观察回答符合逻辑，结尾还有引导。话不多讲，五秒钟看一下今天内容该如何过渡出来。
Well, actually, the first time I talked in my second language was a couple of years ago when I was having a picnic with a bunch of my friends. Actually, it was a Sunday afternoon on weekend, probably on Sunday. Quite warm, by the way, the afternoon. I had a wonderful moment with a bunch of my friends nearby the Riverside Park, where lots of people like to visit in my city. I remember that two foreign guys came to us. They were like curly hair, blue eyes, Europeans, I must say, at the time.You know, they got lost. I mean, they got lost on their ways, since the park was super large. Apparently, they need the right person a favor, of course. Then I tried to show them something one or two on paper map, like the tourist attractions, the locations or such. That was like my first time to speak a foreign language in the public, seriously, not in my classroom. Got to be honest. I wasn't like nervous or such, I was very excited, since I did a big favor and I could speak fluent second language as well.Surprisingly, they had my phone number and email. We eventually became friends after that. Till now, we still keep in touch. So that's it.
在结尾呢，这次做了一个外国友人的引导，强调出来呢，现在呢，我和这些外国朋友依然保持联络，通过邮箱，通过电话，我们依然还是一个朋友。考官接下来可能就会问了，那你现在还有很多的这种 foreign friends 吗？有很多的外国朋友吗？那你为什么喜欢和他们保持联络呀？你们都讲英文吗？还是讲中文？形成更多话题的比对。好，说几个小的细节。第一个强调呢，河畔公园 ，the Riverside Park。第二个，金发碧眼，卷发 ，curly hair and blue eyes。第三，景点 ，tourist attractions。最后，讲流利的外语
，speak fluent second language。
这样来看，把一些小细节带进来，让文章更加有说服力。好，那今天期节目呢，就录制到这里。如果大家有更多的问题，还是通过 WeChat 找到我们 ，WeChat ID。B17693907，B17693907，希望今天这期节目可以带给你们帮助，谢谢。